Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry when Susan Confer. This goes to Dr. Tai. 13823, Mrs. Confer performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 9/21/22. There's been no significant change, period, in the paragraph of compression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Rexroad, R-E-X-R-O-A-D. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3/8/23, Mr. Rexroad performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was a severe impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jerome Kirkman. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 3/8/23, Mr. Kirkman performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/17/22, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Geiger. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 3/8/23, Mr. Geiger performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/2/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a six-minute walk test on patient Rebecca Davis. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 3/8/23, Mrs. Davis performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 302 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. No paragraph compression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on Leslie Monsees, M-O-N-S-E-E-S. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 3/8/23, Mrs. Monsees performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 93%, period. Patient walked 65 meters and stopped the test at 2 minutes and 22 seconds due to severe back pain and difficulty breathing, period. At that time, her saturation was 87%, period. No paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Arthur Neillon, N-E-A-L-O-N. This goes to Dr. Kellerman. On 3/8/23, Mr. Neillon performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 324 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 93%, period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Malaysia, M-A-H-L-Y-S-I-A, Hankins. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 3/8/23, Mr. Hankins performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. In the paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 7/6/22, there's been no significant change, period. In the paragraph, impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.